I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonated with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher. Who really
he's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
If you're struggling and you're thinking, man, I haven't hit my New Year's resolutions goals, I'm off track already, don't give up. You literally have 10 months of the year left. And what you do today and how you plan today, this week, this month, can dramatically pivot your entire next 10 months. And one thing that has helped me when it comes to this is making sure that I have accountability, right? And if you are in a position where, you know, you're a high performer, you can get things done, you can achieve things, but for whatever reason, you know, the whole economy, what's happening in the world has kind of given you a little beating, it's time to come back now. It's time to bring yourself back up and find someone who is maybe a friend or family person, someone in your family that you don't want to let down. Maybe it could be a close friend or a loved one, and just tell them your commitment to yourself, to your business, and that you are going to go out and make it happen. And what that really does is when you have accountability to someone that you don't want to disappoint, you'll show up. Another thing to drive this point home is really remember why you got started. When things get tough, really remember the big why. I mean, why did you even get into business in the first place? Because you probably had a compelling reason that got you here. And when you start to shift, instead of thinking, gosh, I don't know where to go, and you start thinking to yourself, okay, the whole world is abundant. There's so much opportunity, so much money, so much of everything out there. How do you go out and give from a place of abundance? And I promise you, I know it sounds a little bit woo-woo, but if you can start giving from what you have right now, your knowledge, your experience, your life experiences, your stories, the mistakes that you've made, and you can show up in a world where the world will literally reward you for, one, showing up, two, adding value to others, and you do this on a consistent basis by publishing content, but whatever it is that you need to do through the different channels that you have, I promise you, you're going to be in a much better position. So hopefully this helps you with your mindset, and I'm wishing you all the best. Let's go. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you in the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.